live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, 125 people have attended the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital in the past 24 hours, and as a result, the full capacity protocol has been implemented. There's been a major dispute over the amount of funding being sought for next year by iCare and the Bluestacks Special Needs Foundation. The government is being accused of not doing enough to tackle homelessness in the northwest, and the Central Statistics Office says people in the counties of Galway, Donegal, Mayo, Leitrim and Roscommon live furthest away from most everyday services. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first news, 125 people have attended the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital in the past 24 hours. As a result, the full capacity protocol has been implemented. There were 38 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital this morning, according to the INMO. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The full capacity protocol was implemented at Letterkenny University Hospital today, with efforts continuing to identify patients who are appropriate for discharge. Management say the emergency department has been extremely busy, with many patients currently awaiting a bed. They've apologised for the distress or inconvenience caused to patients and their families who are experiencing long wait times. People are again being urged to only attend the emergency department in the case of real emergencies. According to the INMO, there has been another increase in the number of people awaiting beds at the hospital this morning. 38 people were awaiting inpatient beds, 10 of them on emergency department trolleys. That's a rise of 13 on yesterday's figure.
A man has been arrested in Strabane in connection to an ongoing investigation into the discovery of a mortar device in the Churchview area of the town in September. The 28-year-old was arrested by detectives from the PS9's Terrorism Investigation Unit under the Terrorism Act. Catherine Gaffney has more.
A number of searches are currently ongoing in Strabane today following the arrest of a 28-year-old man in the town earlier. Detective Inspector Andrew Hamlin from the PS9's Terrorism Investigation Unit said today's arrest and searches are linked to an ongoing investigation into a mortar device which was discovered in Churchview, Strabane on Saturday, September the 7th. He says whilst the device was aimed at the nearby police station and was undoubtedly designed to injure or murder police officers, it was recklessly left in a public area just metres away from a number of family homes. Detective Hamlin believes the new IRA members who were behind this attack are living within the community amongst the people and children whose lives they put at risk due to being in close proximity to the deadly device, as well as the older and vulnerable people who were forced to leave their homes. Police are urging people to report any suspicions they have about dangerous and illegal activity in the community.
There's been a major dispute over the amount of funding being sought for next year by iCare and the Bluestacks Special Needs Foundation. In response to Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin earlier today, Minister Jim Daly stated that iCare had sought just over €41,000 for 2020, while Bluestacks Foundation had sought €86,500. Senator McLaughlin told the minister he needs to urgently review the source of those figures.
Submissions for funding from both iCare and Bluestack of €41,000 and €86,500 respectively, have been made to the HSE in respect of 2020. Decisions in relation to the level of service to be provided will be considered by the HSE in the context of available resources and priorities for the coming year.
Okay, Minister, we have a very serious problem here, because whoever drafted this response in the HSE or Health Service has got their numbers badly, badly wrong. So, Minister, I'm asking this, I'm appealing to you to sort this out today. Somebody senior in your Department of Health needs to speak to the people who drafted this and ask them why they have said that they have applied for €41,000 for iCare, less than half than what they actually require. So just to be clear, because I spoke to both iCare and Bluestack Special Needs before this commencement this morning, iCare are seeking €100,000. This was agreed with the HSE. That is what they require to fund their service. Just a portion of their service, by the way. They have all sorts of ancillary works going on. Just the dedicated core. €150,000 is required by Bluestack Special Needs. Whoever put those numbers together is not serving the interests of iCare or Bluestack Special Needs. That is an absolute disgrace.
Fresh talks to restore devolved government in Northern Ireland will start in the middle of next month. Northern Secretary Gillian Smith says if they don't lead to an agreement by January the 13th, then new Assembly elections will be triggered. He admits there are a number of issues to be resolved, including a demand for an Irish Language Act and looking at the way the Assembly works. The Central Statistics Office says people in the counties of Galway, Donegal, Mayo, Leitrim and Roscommon live furthest away from most everyday services. 61% of people in Donegal live more than 10 kilometres from a Garda station, while 26% of people in the county are more than 50 kilometres from an emergency department. Adrian Harmon has more.
Nobody wants to bring this city to a standstill between now and the 24th of December. But if that's what has to happen, and the department digs their heels in on this, well then that's what's going to happen. And instead of being 50 tractors here today, you might see 500 here on Friday.
And that was solicitor PJ Jones, who was speaking after farmers left the St Stephen's Green area of Dublin city centre following a protest that caused traffic chaos for over 24 hours. However, it's unclear whether they are going to go home or if they plan to gather elsewhere. Protesters are demanding that injunctions against two farmers as a result of the meat blockades are dropped. Solicitor PJ Jones, who has been put forward as a spokesperson for the farmers, was saying if the injunctions are not lifted today, the protest will escalate. The government is being accused of not doing enough to tackle homelessness in the northwest. In September 2018, there were 54 adults across counties Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim who had to access local authority-managed emergency accommodation. 1 year on, it's understood that the number has risen to 55 adults, including five families, representing a total of 17 children, classed as homeless in the region. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says despite fanfare from the Taoiseach and his department officials, it's clear that they don't have a handle on the crisis.
Today in the northwest, as we talk here, there is 17 children without a home that is in a, that are in emergency accommodation, and along with 55 adults, and those numbers aren't dropping. Indeed, they're marginally increasing year on year, and that's simply not enough. There has to be more resources given to local authorities. There has to be more powers given to local authorities to either purchase and develop the type of homes that we need, not just for those individuals who are in emergency accommodation, but for the thousands of people who are on waiting lists and who can't get a local authority housing.
But we do know that there are various measures underway and proposed going forward in terms of trying to acquire social housing, to build more social housing and so on. So what can really be done, you know, apart from that?
Well, look, you know, we've heard that for years, and this is the stuff we get from government and from Minister Joe McHugh and others, so you know that they're doing this X, Y and Z. And as they're doing X, Y and Z, what we have is an absolute epidemic of child homelessness right across the state. And you have to think about this. Like, I'm a father myself, you know, and people say that you're only a couple of wage packets away from being homeless. If you lost your job, if you fell into ill health, very quickly you could either not afford to pay the rent or not afford to pay the mortgage. And to think of, you know, walking the streets of Letterkenny or other places, going from B&B to B&B to try and find a place to stay that night, particularly as we come up to Christmas, would be absolutely heartbreaking for me. But unfortunately, that is the situation that families are in.
The manager of the parent support service, ParentStop, says she is more optimistic that a service will be provided in 2020 and beyond. It follows a meeting yesterday with Minister Catherine Sapon, which was also attended by TUSLA representatives from Donegal and local Oireachtas members. ParentStop is due to close at the end of this month, but the meeting considered how the group's work can progress in such a way as to provide a model that can be rolled out elsewhere. On today's 9 till noon show, Patricia Lee told Grey Cues that the minister showed a clear interest.
They most definitely endorse the service and the provision and are willing to come to that table, the HSE officials. It's the best that we can hope for at this stage. And I have to say, I'm very optimistic that this could really be a new and better and a more solid service for the parents that we have been supporting for all these years and for the new ones that will come on. If it means a new and improved version, then the team are all behind in bringing the best bits that we have developed in ParentStop to that table to ensure that parents continue to receive that timely, informal but effective service and support. We have Minister McHugh, who is education. We have Minister Sapon, who is children and families. We need Minister Harris, who is health, and we need Minister Flanagan, who is justice, so that those all those families that are coming from those different arenas can get the appropriate support.
Gardaí say they are determined to end the demand for prostitution and protect victims of human trafficking. They stopped and spoke with 23 people suspected of paying for sex during two surveillance days last week. Operation Quest focused on 8 areas in Dublin, Waterford, Cork, Mayo, Sligo and Louth. Searches are continuing today for 42-year-old Helena McElhennan, who has been missing from Draperstown since Sunday morning. She was last seen in her black Mitsubishi Warrior Jeep at around 10:30 in Derry. Shortly afterwards, the vehicle was located on the city site at the lay-by close to the Foyle Bridge. Her husband Declan is appealing to people to be on the lookout for his wife.
I'm asking people to look out for my wife, who went missing on Sunday morning, left the house to get stuff from a shop and has never come back again. She's about 5'4", slim build, with black hair down to her shoulders.
We do know that the car was seen in Derry, and that's the last sighting that we have.
Yes, it was seen in Derry on a wee car park in Levi on the left-hand side at the Foyle Bridge at the top, you know, at the roundabout where it takes you into Louisville and all them places.
The PSNI are investigating, and any potential sighting is something that they'll follow up on. So anyone who believes they may have seen anything around about that car park or indeed in Draperstown beforehand, you'd ask them, contact the PSNI or contact yourselves.
Yes, contact us at PSNI. It's up on Facebook. If you look up on Facebook, you'll see her.
Al Porter has denied any wrongdoing in relation to his sexual assault allegation, which the DPP has decided not to prosecute. The well-known entertainer, who's 26, spoke to the media outside court this afternoon after the case against him was dropped. Our court's correspondent Frank Greeny reports.
Al Porter, whose real name is Alan Kavanagh, was accused of sexually assaulting a young man in a Dublin venue 3 years ago. An order prohibiting the media from identifying him was lifted after the judge struck out his case today. Counsel for the DPP told Judge John Hughes that the prosecution wasn't proceeding and simply asked him to strike the charge out. Mr. Porter briefly sat in the dock before returning to the public gallery where he was embraced by his mother. This was his third court appearance in relation to the matter, but up until now the media was prohibited from naming or identifying him in any way. However, that order was lifted today without objection. Judge Hughes did order that nothing be said or written that would lead someone to identify the now former complainant. He also ordered the media not to reveal the exact date or location of the alleged incident. Afterwards, Mr. Porter said he felt vindicated by today's decision.
For two long and very anxious years, I fully cooperated and I have respected the legal process. I have always denied any wrongdoing whatsoever in this case.
Frank Graney at Dublin District Court.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Now stocking the new Donegal Nevis GAA range. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Desi Moen has announced his inter-county retirement. The Mullan stalwart played for 16 seasons for the Farnie County, having made his debut in 2004. In a brief Twitter statement, Moen says he leaves the panel with no regrets. Well, on Sunday, Niamh Connell will make their second appearance in an Ulster final as they take on Kilcuff down at Healy Park in Omagh. Thrown, of course, on Sundays at 2 o'clock, and there'll be full live match coverage here on Highland Radio. Well, the road to the final for Niamh Connell has been a long and arduous affair, including their historic trilogy against Gweedore in the Donegal final, before seeing off opposition in Castlerahan and Clontibret to seal their spot in the decider. Well, speaking ahead of Sunday's final, Leo McLoon feels that momentum is with the Glenties men as they chase their first senior Ulster Championship title.
It's great to be in a final, you know, really, and we're enjoying that. But it's going to be a tough battle against Kilcuff. I think they have a lot of experience in Ulster finals, and they've been here a lot, and you know they know what it takes. So, we're just enjoying it at the minute. It's going to be a tough game, but we're hoping that you know the games we played in the past couple of weeks will stand us, you know, and we'll just give it our all and see where it takes us.
That's it, because that's what people might be wondering about. They might be saying, you had such a tough road to get this far, and there's two ways that can take you. It can harden you up and make you ready for anything, or it could mean potentially you could run out of gas before the IB club final.
That's right, exactly. You know, At the minute, really, I think the momentum's, training's going well, the momentum's with us, and we're enjoying it, and it's, there's nothing to suggest that we're losing gas or getting tired, really, but hopefully that doesn't happen, and we keep the momentum with us, and so we've played our potential and give the best we have, and look, if that's not good enough on the day, then there's nothing we can do, really.
And there's more from Leo McLoone available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And as you heard throughout the afternoon, we were live from the heart of Glenties with the David James Show. And our build-up to Sunday's big final will continue tonight. The Outside Broadcast team is staying on the main street in Glenties, and Tom Comack's GA programme will be live from Leo's Bar in the heart of the town tonight. So you can join Tom Comack and guests as from 7:15 this evening with another live broadcast from Glenties here on Highland Radio. In soccer, Liverpool will qualify for the Champions League last 16 as Group B winners with a win tonight. Jurgen Klopp's side welcomes second place Napoli to Anfield. The return fixture of a game which Liverpool lost 2-0 in Italy in September. Mo Salah should return to the Liverpool starting 11, having sat out Saturday's Premier League one at Crystal Palace. Liverpool start a run tonight of 11 games between now and the end of the year, and manager Jurgen Klopp is just concentrating on the next 90 minutes.
It's a tough program, of course, but we don't think about the fixture list we have in the next weeks or months. We think about Napoli, and after that we will see how we deal with Brighton in a moment. My only concern is Napoli.
Chelsea are another side who can qualify for the knockout phase with 3 points tonight. Frank Lampard's men are in Spain to face Valencia. A defeat, though, could push the London outfit towards the Europa League. Midfielder Ross Barkley hasn't travelled after he was pictured shirtless in a nightclub during the international break. Chelsea boss Frank Lampard says that he remains on his plans.
He showed a moment of lack of professionalism, that all Ross needs to do now. He's had an injury, so he just has to work his way back in. In terms of the fitness thing, train well, and I certainly don't hold anything against my players, and I think it was something that he needs to now show all his reactions on the pitch.
Temporary substitutions for footballers suspected of being concussed are likely to become compulsory for Euro 2020. The International Football Association Board are considering a similar system to rugby for next summer's tournament. If sanctioned, the changes would come into effect on June 1st next year before being implemented in the Premier League, the EFL and the Scottish Premiership. Shamrock Rovers have completed their first signing of the postseason. Defender Liam Scales has joined from UCD. Scales is a Republic of Ireland under 21 international and the third player to swap Belfield for Tala in recent months. In rallying, Chris Meek's future in the World Championship is in doubt today after Toyota confirmed their new look lineup for 2020. Meek will not be part of their plans after they signed Sebastian Ogier, Elvin Evans, and Kelly Rovanpera for next season. The County Tyrone driver finished 6th in this year's championship, with 2nd in Germany as best result. Hyundai have already confirmed their driver lineup, with Citroën out of the series. M Sport are the only team left with a free seat. In rugby, Ulster will be without Will Addison for their back-to-back Heineken Champions Cup games with the Harlequins. The fullback has been banned for 4 weeks for a tackle on Clermont locker Paul Jarowski. The incident occurred during Ulster's 18-13 win at Kingspan Stadium on Friday. Addison will also miss Ulster's Pro 14 derby with Leinster on this Friday's visit of the Scarlets. Meanwhile, Connacht centre Tom Farrell has been ruled out for 6 weeks, with some important games also to come for the Western Province. Finally, in racing, Gold Cup favourite Kemboy has been cleared to run by Horse Racing Ireland. The horse's owners, Supreme Horse Racing Club, had been banned by the HRA. They've now agreed registrations for a new ownership syndicate. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment. Just a reminder, Tom Comack's GA programme tonight from 7:15 will be live from Glenties, and our next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8 News. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. And returning to some news, the Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District says every effort is being made by Donegal County Council to tackle dereliction on Lower Main Street in Letterkenny. Frustration is said to be growing among some home and business owners in the area over the state of disrepair of some of the disused buildings at the foot of the town. It's felt locally that the now unsightly properties are impacting the entire area, while other parts of the town are flourishing. Councillor John O'Donnell says there is a process ongoing, however, questions over ownership of some of the buildings remain unanswered.
There's a lot of them properties that I suppose the ownership is the one that to who owns them, what status they're at the moment. Are they in bank ownership or are they in personal ownership? For ourselves, I suppose, as elect members, we're working on the Letterkenny area plan at the minute, and we are discussing the lower Main Street in Letterkenny. It's a priority to all elected members, I would imagine, across the board, to try and get lower Main Street rejuvenated.
Weather now mostly dry this evening, but there will be some isolated showers. Lowest temperatures tonight of 3 to 6 degrees, and grass frost is possible with any clear spells. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, 125 people have attended the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital in the past 24 hours, and as a result, the full capacity protocol has been implemented. There were 38 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital this morning, according to the INMO. A man has been arrested in Strabane in connection to an ongoing investigation into the discovery of a mortar device in the Churchview area of the town in September. The 28-year-old was arrested by detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit under the Terrorism Act. The government is being accused of not doing enough to tackle homelessness in the northwest. In September 2018, there were 54 adults across counties Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim who had to access local authority-managed emergency accommodation. And the manager of the Parent Support Service ParentStop says she is more optimistic that a service will be provided in 2020 and beyond. It follows a meeting yesterday with Minister Catherine Sapone, which was also attended by TUSLA representatives from Donegal and local Oireachtas members. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 27th of November. The death has taken place of Margaret Eccles, Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Her remains will repose at her residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Buncrana Patients Nursing Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Edna Reynolds, St Finian's Park, Moville. Edna's remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Moville Day Centre, care of any family member, or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has occurred of William Doherty, Terhoran, Clonmany. His remains are en route to his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Nazareth House Fawn, care of McFeely Funeral Directors, or any family member. The death has taken place of Paddy McGuinness, Ballyloskey, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Willie Long, Dunkaneely. His remains will repose at his residence until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at the Methodist Church, Dunkaneely, at 1 o'clock, followed by committal at Killatee Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or John B. O'Donnell, funeral director. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Liam Gallagher, 3, Woodbrook, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in Holy Family Church, Ballymacroarty. Interment afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Harry Rorty, Cashel Gay, Cool Boy, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Joseph Dodie Scott, Finglas, Dublin, formerly of Kilmacrennan Road, Milford. His remains will repose at his daughter Betty McBride's residence at Roscarrow, Milford, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral service at his daughter Betty's home at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, followed by interment in Milford Church of Ireland Cemetery. House private pleas to family, friends and army colleagues.